Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Hadass Kuznets at Dim Sum House, 3939 Chestnut Street, with general manager and part owner Jackson Fu, and we are talking about their brand new live seafood tanks here. Before we get into the star of the seafood tanks, which is the Norwegian king crab, tell me about bringing in the tanks. You've been open for a year now.
Welcome. Good to see you again. So for the fish tanks, we installed essentially six 40-gallon live seafood fish tanks, and the reason for it was because, I mean, we had a great showing when we first opened about a year ago, but we had always specialized in dim sum. And so for us, we wanted to create a more richer experience for those guests that had required such, whether it be business related or whether for different meetings. It was just necessary for us to have a specific kind of channel to bring in some of these extraordinary, extremely fresh, live seafoods, including this king crab that we're talking about today.
I see that it's a specialty tank. It looks like it's temperature controlled. And how much can you hold in here?
We could potentially hold, I'd say, anywhere from about a dozen lobsters, 30 different fish, whole fish, and about 5 pounds of live freshwater shrimp. And then as well as the main thing, which is we can hold up to two of the Norwegian king crabs that come in at about 10 pounds a piece.
Did you get the tank specifically for the Norwegian king crab?
You know, we knew that with these tanks, we didn't just want to do lobster. We didn't just want to do fish. And so with our specific concept at this restaurant, focusing with seafood, it was important for us to bring in the king crab. And it was something that not many other restaurants have. And it was very... It was one of those things that on the menu just created like almost like a gasp or an awe-inspiring. They're like, oh, wow, they have live king crab.
This is your showstopper.
It is. It is. This is everything that we pull out for.
What is so astonishing about having a king crab on the menu?
So a lot of the king crab that's out in the market now, whether you get it at seafood stores or in, you know, at Reading Terminal Market, a lot of the times those king crabs are cooked at the original destination and then flash frozen and then shipped. For us is we're getting these specifically from Norway, and they're being flown air to New York and then getting trucked down to New York directly to us. And it creates this kind of stigma that where these are extremely fresh, literally out of the ocean. And once they're in our tanks, you know, we're giving lead times anywhere from like 2 to 3 days, and we're, you know, selling a decent amount of them, but it's really creating that difference in the meat quality. And you can really tell, I mean, when you take a bite into this like beautiful, you know, live king crab, the meat is totally different. It's got this natural sweetness, it's succulent, it's stringy, it's excellent.
And how much does it cost?
The cost is obviously a factor considering how we're getting it logistically. We charge $388 for the king crab, and they average anywhere from 8 to 10 pounds. However, we do recommend it to be served or eaten with groups of at least 6 up to 10. And given the other prices on our dishes, on our menu, we definitely recommend like some kind of supplementary, like dim sum items, some dumplings, some vegetables. But this is definitely the highlight of the meal. So for $388 would net you essentially a great experience. We do it three ways. We do an XO mint stir fry with the legs, with the knuckles, which are huge, by the way. They're like the size of tennis balls. We'll do a ginger scallion steamed. And then the shell itself, what we'll do is we'll steam eggs in there. And we'll leave all of the essence of the crab. And so the eggs have this like really, really rich umami, like buttery, naturally savory flavor.
Is there a reason why it's 388?
There is. 8 is a very popular number in Chinese. Spelled out, it's B-A, and it also happens to rhyme with Fa, F-A, which is basically prosperity. And so with the Chinese community, it's always been, 8 has been a great number, and we wanted to create a price that we knew we had to be in a certain range, and instead of it, you know, coming in or close to around 400, we were like, you know what, let's make it 388, because it has a nice round feel to it, and for Chinese community and Chinese restaurants, they're very familiar with, you know, 8 being that kind of prosperous number.
The Chinese culture is very superstitious, huh?
Extremely. And so 4 is a bad number in Chinese. And so we knew that anything above 400, if it contained the number 4, we weren't going to do it. So we had to come down a little bit, yeah.
Wow. So that's why you had to do 388. You had to be under 4. Now, does it work out for you?
You know, it's okay. I mean, we just installed the live fish tank. This has been a 6-month project in the making. We had to make sure all of this was custom made. And for now, you know, fingers crossed, we hope that Philadelphia will come out and try it. And certainly we do recommend giving us at least 24 to 48 hours notice ahead of time, especially if they're going to come in for the king crab, because it does take that much time to kind of, you know, logistically get everything delivered. We try to keep at least 2 in-house at all times, but, you know, hopefully we'll be able to sell more.
You have to give leeway to get the plane ticket for the crab to come over.
Yeah, it's not easy for them to come, you know, it's whether first class or... But, yeah, it's good. It's good.
So how does it taste? Describe it to people. It's a $388 dish.
Right, so there is a lot of crab. I mean, each crab is ranging from 9 to 10 pounds. And with that being said, there's just too much of it to make one way, and almost like a monotonous kind of meal. So we do it 3 ways. So our specific dish is king crab 3 ways. So the first way is essentially the starter, what we consider like the soup. And that is where we serve the crab shell itself, and we have steamed eggs in it. It's lightly seasoned, but we keep all of the essence of the crab remaining in the shell. And so once it's steamed, like that first spoon just creates this like really nice, buttery, savory, almost like natural umami flavor. And then you lead into the ginger scallion steam style. And what's important with our specific cuisine is, with Cantonese, we specifically strive for the natural taste of ingredients. And so for a live king crab like this, you really don't want to dress it up too much. You really want that natural sea flavor. It's a seafood lover's dream for them to really come in. So that ginger scallion is essentially almost barely any added ingredient, and like ginger scallion lightly steamed. And then finally we do, which is the highlight, is all the big meaty legs. And those are the legs that you see in the steakhouses, and that's where the real meat. And so for that highlight, we do a light breading, flash fry, and then we toss it in the wok with ground pork and a little bit of like charred garlic and everything, and so it's nice and savory. But that meat in the legs, I gotta tell you, it's like there's added sugar, but it's so natural, it's almost unbelievable how sweet and delicate and tender it is.
What was it like the first time that you tried a fresh Norwegian king crab as opposed to one that was defrosted?
The first time I had it was in New York. I mean, I can't afford it, but if I could have king crab every day, I certainly would. You know, it's almost indescribable. The meat is like, it's stringy almost because of how large the muscle fibers are for within the legs. But then there's that instant that right off the bat hits you with that sweetness. And it's almost like, it's unbelievable like how you would expect that out of, you know, something like seafood. And couple that with this kind of savory texture on the outside, it's really good. It's really, really good.
All right, so this is you're bringing in the showstopper, a $388 dish on the menu. I'm assuming this is by far the most expensive dish on the menu.
Yes, by far. Yeah. And we certainly want to promote the fact that it is meant for groups. I mean, if you come in and you have 2 or 3 friends and just 2 couple or 3 of you want to just, you know, go to town on this crab, by all means, please, you're welcome to come in. But we do recommend at least groups of 6 all the way up to 10 to kind of tackle this adventure.
Anything else you want to say about these tanks?
Yeah, so we're not just doing live king crab. We're also doing fresh whole fish, which really highlights the fish on our menu. And so when guests are able to see it, and that's one thing actually I didn't mention, was that when you do order the king crab, you're able to kind of meet the crab before you eat it. So we'll actually bring it out for you, and it's a great opportunity for people to hold it up and take pictures, and then the chef will prepare it.
You present it live or dead?
We present it live. We just go right at it. We'll bring it to your table, and you get a chance to hold it up. And from the presentation to the cook and having it prepared and on your table, it's usually within half an hour. And that just speaks to the freshness of it. But going back to the tank, so we're also doing live fish. What you see here right now is striped bass. So we do a lot of different types of whole fish, up to four different preparation styles. And then we also have fresh Maine lobster, which we do very well, which is priced at $28, I believe. And we're also going to be doing a lot of different other kinds of seafood. In the future, we plan on adding freshwater shrimp, which is like a very traditional way, like peel to eat. But when you have the first time biting into like freshwater shrimp, it really is different from getting shrimp from a market or anything like that.
But this does remind me of the market experience where you come up, you're like, I want that one.
Exactly. And that's what we want. And we want guests to come and check out our fish tank and point to specifically, you know, what they plan on seeing on the rest on their table for dinner.
Do you think people like that, or does that turn some people off?
I think that it's an interesting experience, and it's a fun experience. A lot of restaurants in China, even specifically in Shanghai or in Canton, which are the cuisines that we specialize in, what they have is essentially almost a market in the lobby of the restaurant. And so as you're walking through the lobby, you're almost picking out your entire dinner, and then you make your way to the table. And so for a lot of our Chinese community that come dine here, it's nothing out of the ordinary. But I think perhaps some kind of concept like that here in the States would be very interesting and very different. And who knows, probably it would attract a lot of attention.
At least bring some awareness to what people are eating.
Right, absolutely. And, you know, we're very fortunate to be here. We've had a great number of guests and customers who come in on a weekly basis, and we just hope to add to the experience with this installation of the fish tank.
All right, once again, come on in and ask for the Norwegian king crab.
Absolutely. King crab done three ways. Preferably, if you are going to definitely come in for it, give us a call 24, 48 hours, and we'll certainly have it ready for you.
Jackson Fu with Dim Sum House here at 3939 Chestnut Street. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thanks for coming in again.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.